want to talk with you about today is Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva Halacha Tes and following, which relates to the Indian of Bakoshas Mechila, right? Which is with Tshuva Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, so you have to ask your friend for Mechila. The Rambam writes that Ein HaTshuva V'lo Yamakipur Mechaprin Ela Avesh Bein Adam L'Makom. So the Rambam for Averis bin Adam Lamakom, Tshuva is Mechaper. And that's it. Averis bin Adam Lachaveiro, though, if you do Bein Adam Lamakom, that means that you're Ochel Dvar Iser, Baal Be'ilah Asura. Acharinim discuss, maybe Baal Be'ilah Asura does not mean Baal Eish Asish, because that is not Bein Adam Lamakom. That is Bein Adam Lachaveiro also. You make her Asura and her husband. But if it's a Aver Bein Adam Lachaveiro, you injure the person, you curse the person, you steal from the person. So there's no Mechila, Ad Sheyitin Lachaveiro Mashu Chayivlo, until you pay up. And you have to do Ritzui. And even though you return all the money in the world, you have to do Ritzui. V'lishom imenu shimim cholo. V'afilo hiknes chavir ela bedvarim tzarech lefaiso, etc., etc., etc. If the friend doesn't want to be Michael you, so you bring a row of shura, shoshlosha b'nei adam, you get an impression from the Rambam, the Bir Halacha points out, being of Tafresh Vav, that the Rambam says that the first time you're Mavakish Mechila on your own, it's times two and three, etc., that you bring a shura of Gimel b'nei adam, may re'ov, the people have to be people who like the person who was hurt. And then you ask Mechila, on this Ratzi, do it a second time, do it a third time. That means there's a total of four times. A total of four times. Lo Ratza, Menicho Vaholecho. Lo Ratza means if the person does not want to grant Mechila, so you're not supposed to continue to ask. Menicho Vaholecho, you're not supposed to continue to ask. Vize Shalom Achal Hu Achote. Vim Ha'yer Rabbo, you have to go Afilo Elof Ko'am Mimajim Cholo, etc. Those are the dinim. Now, this halacha is interesting on a few counts. The idea that the Gemara is discussing comes up in Maseches Yuma and Krisos, where the Gemara says, "Kiva yom zeh yechaper aleichem mataris from kol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem." That means averis b'fnei Hashem yom kippur is mechaper. Averis which are not b'fnei Hashem, averis which are bein adam. So Yom HaKippurim is not mechaper. That is the din in that's this halacha that makes it to Rambam, makes it to Shulchan Aruch. Rav Yitzchak Kuttner in the Sefer Pachat Yitzchak in Maimer Beis of Yom HaKippurim is bothered by Akasha. That this idea is a mission at the end of Yoma, like we noted, but the idea also appears in Maseches Bava Kamma. In Maseches Bava Kamma, Hachoyve Daf Tzadi Beis, it says, "Afilo hevi ko elin nevayos sheba olam." If I'm chova b'chaveiro, even if I bring all of the beautiful animals, still there's no kapara without achiyavakesh mimenu mechila, without pakashas mechila. So the kasha is, why do I need this din twice in Shas, and why is the lashon slightly different? With respect to the Mishlin Yuma, it says, Eino nimchalo ad sheyiratze es chaveiro. Whereas with respect to the halacha in Bava Kamma, it says, ad sheyivakesh mimenu lechila. Right? So that's already an interesting nekuda. Why do I need two different sources? So I'd like to give a few mahalachim in this. The first mahalach is my own. The first mahalach, it's my own approach. The lashon of achiratzeu versus achiyivakesh menu mechila means that when it comes to the entire year, which means the general halacha of tshuva. So for the general halacha of tshuva, all you have to do is ask for mechila. The person doesn't have to grant you mechila. Is sufficient. For the tshuva of Yom HaKippurim, you need Achiyaratz Eschaveiro, which l'cha'ora means that the person grants you mechila. It's very different. Now, you can ask Akasha what is gained by asking for mechila if the person doesn't grant you mechila. How can that be tshuva shel kol hashana? So the answer might be that I get embarrassed when I ask you for mechila. I walk over to you, I say, Shmendrik, I hurt you. Right? So that's painful. That hurts me. So the pain, the busha that I have, that is a chelak of mechila. For Yom HaKippurim, though, you need more than yivakesh menu mechila. Yom HaKippurim requires ad sheyiratza es chaveiro, which can be explained as follows. If I'm mevakesh mechila and I have busha, by the way, busha is osios shuva Yisrael. Shuva is osios busha. No? So there is shuva involved in the busha. Rabbi Yonah and Shara Tshuva writes that busha is a chelak of the tshuva. We spoke about how the Rambam at the beginning says nichamti ubushti b'maisai, right, is part of the regular tshuva. So that's true. And that's tshuva, I'd say, all year long. And maybe that's even the tshuva of Yom HaKippurim, but that's the tshuva of a yochid. Achiratas chaveiro is a special din in the tshuva of Yom HaKippurim that we spoke about, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, that the Rav developed of the tshuva of the tzibur. Right? The Rav explained the difference idea, the difference between Karben HaYochin, Karben HaShutfen, and Karben HaTzibur. To become a tzibur, it's not enough that you're meichel me. Or even if you're not mo'ayin, I should say it like this. To become a tzibur, it's not enough that I'm misbayesh. To become a tzibur, we have to connect. And that's what you need, actually, yirat es chaveira. That you have to accept my mechila. So I would argue, nekuda rishona, that the difference between the Mishnah in Bava Kamma is the Mishnah in Bava Kamma speaking about tshuva shel kol hashana. That's the tshuva of a yachid. Yom HaKippurim is a day of tshuva lakol yachid ula rabim. There's a different din of tshuvas harabim on Yom HaKippurim, and that requires achirat es chaveiro, meaning to say that you have to accept the mechila. I think that is one mahalach that we can say to answer Rav Huttner's kasha. The other mahalach, which Rav Huttner seems to prefer, my mahalach is my mahalach. The other mahalach is a approach that Rav Huttner develops. And Rav Huttner mamish has a book in the Shari Tshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah. And he points out that in the Shari Tshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah, in Perek Aleph, which is dealing with the regular dinim of tshuva, it's the Ikar Hashesh Esrei, number 16, and it's subheading Memhei in the Rabbeinu Yonah. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes that all year long, it's Ro'oi sheyakdim lo bakashas hamechila. Ro'oi means it's preferred, it's better. But in Perek Dalet of the Shari Tshuva, Os Yudches, where he's speaking about the Tshuva of Yom HaKippurim specifically, the Nusach that Rabbeinu Yonah uses is that you have to be Mevakesh Mechila before you atone for Averis Bein Odom Lamakim. Right? In regular Tshuva, so I have to ask for mechila, Rabbi Yonah says, but I don't have to ask for mechila before I atone for my averus bein adam lamakom. Rav Huttner is medayik from that Rabbi Yonah in Perek Aleph, Ikar Hashesh Esrei, The Rabbi Yonah says you have to ask for mechila at some point, and your kapara involves granting of mechila also. But that could happen afterwards. But by Yom HaKippurim, it has to happen beforehand. The sequence is different. And for Rav Huttner, the idea is that kapara or tshuva of Kol Hashana involves a firm resolve that I will ask you for mechila. But that's enough. When it comes to tshuva of Yom HaKippurim, and Rav Huttner almost says it like the Rav, just a teeny bit different. He says the tshuva of Yom HaKippurim is a tshuva of tahara, not a tshuva of kapara. Tahara means that I have to be cleansed before I appear in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That cleansing means that the mechila has to be granted in advance. You see, my suggestion was, Kol Hashana does not require any granting of mechila. And I think that's meduyak in the lashon of the Mishnah Bava Kama, Ashivakesh men mechila. Rav Huttner says, Ashivakesh men mechila doesn't mean anything, but the mechila has to be granted. However, the mechila can be granted afterwards. But the tshuva Yom HaKippurim means that I'm lefnei Hashem tetaru. And to be lefnei Hashem, Rav Huttner explains, means it's only me and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kol zman that you have a taina on me, kol zman that you're upset with me, kol zman that you have tarumis alai, like the lashon of the Gemara in Bava Kama. So I'm not lefnei Hashem, because I'm also, I'm divided. I'm also with you. I'm not in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore, the Tahara of Yom HaKippurim can't happen unless the Bakashas Mechila, with the granting of Mechila, is before, right, Yom HaKippurim, is before the Averis being Adam Lamakom. That's Rav Huttner's Mahalach. It's actually very elegant. I like it. I think there's something to it. To say it more precisely, does Bakashas Mechila have to happen before the Vidui or can happen after the Vidui? So that's the second Mahalach. In the Sefer, what's it called? The Harare Kedem. The Harare Kedem is questionable as to how much of it is the Rav and how much isn't. Harare Kedem, page 62. He has the same type of idea, and he has a lashon from the piyot that we say in Yom HaKippurim, that Yom HaKippurim is Yom Simas Ahava VaAchva, right? That Yom HaKippurim is a day that we're all connected. To say this a little sharper, and Rav Huttner seems to go in this direction also. He elaborates, like at the being a Maimer Beis, he says it this way, that you just need Bakashas Mechila before or after. And then he tainos that maybe there's an idea of Bakashas Mechila in the sense of Hasaras Roges, and then there's Bakashas Mechila in the sense of Hachzaras Arpanim. The difference between Achivakesh Mechila, and Mechila is granted according to Rav Huttner, Mechila is always granted. But I could ask for mechila and you forgive me. You're not angry at me anymore. But there's no hachzaras or arponim. We're not good friends. Right? Yeah, you have no tainas on me anymore. But hachzaras roges. That's enough. Shuvah all year long involves tikkun hamu'uvas. You've got rid of what you did wrong. When I'm Maser the Roges, I got rid of what I did wrong. But for Tshuva of Yom HaKippurim, you need Hachzaras or Panim, the Lashon of the Pasuk and Tehillim somewhere that Rav Huttner quotes. I didn't look in the back. It's a funny way of writing a sefer. I know he has like one makoros in the back, and like, well, I don't know why he did it like this. But there's a pasuk in Tehillim somewhere of Arpanecha Kivitzisim. Rav Simon likes to point out that in the Parish of the Ishei Yisrael on the bottom of the original Siddur Hagra. So he explains that the Yamim Tovim go in order. So what does that mean? Amim is the Ribbono Shel shows Klal Yisrael, meaning Pesach. Ahavtai sons, Rabban Shalom loved us and he gave us the Torah, Shavuos. V'ratzisa banu was the Yontav of Sukkos. How's Sukkos Ritzui? Because Sukkos is that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us the Dalet Minim. After we went through Yom HaKippurim, we're forgiven. And now we're like holding these Dalet Minim high and proud and strong. And it accomplishes Ritzui. And in the Lashon of that Ishei Yisrael, that again, I don't know where Rabbi Simon has. I heard it from him. I don't know if it's in his sefer. I assume it's all in his farm, like somewhere. So in the Lashon, the sefer Ishei Yisrael Ritzui means that I'm really smiling and I'm happy and I'm joyous and I'm carrying those Dalet Minim as Ritzui. So Sukkos comes after Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim is when the Ritzui happens, and then I'm more joyous because there's Ritzui. Right? Ritzui means that we become good friends again. It's not just that we're no longer enemies. It's like a few different stages away. So that's the mahalach of Rav Huttner. The first mahalach, I think, is that you just need bakashas mechila. Second mahalach is that, no, you need granting of mechila, both in tshuva shel Kol HaShana, and you need the granting of mechila by tshuva Yom HaKippurim. But the granting of mechila is a different madrega of granting of mechila. Right? It's granting of mechila to create Ritzui, right? The sequence is different. Does it have to happen before the Vidui or not? Because am I Oimed Lefnei Hashem in the sense that do I have a time to anybody else? And the Bakasha's Mechila has to be a stronger Bakasha in the sense of the Ritzui. The third Mahalach, which I think is the most frightening of all, is in the parish of the Ein Yankiv. The Ein Yankiv is what traditionally was learned in shuls between Mincha and Ma'ariv. It's like all the Agados in Shas and their commentaries on there. So there's a parish of the Rif on the Ein Yankiv. That Rif has nothing to do with Rebbi Yitzchak Alfasi. That Rif is like Rebbe Yeshaya Pinto or somebody. I think it's like a great great grandfather of the known figure now, but. The Pinto is medayik, the Rif is medayik, that Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechaber Chiyurat Thus meant that there is no Kaparas Yom HaKippurim Klal V'Ikar without Yirat HaShchaveiro. That means even the Averis Bein Adam Lamakom are not Mechupar Ad Chiyurat HaShchaveiro. All year long, if I ask Mechila and you grant me Mechila, this Avera is done. But I have other Averas. I could do tshuva on those other Averas, etc., etc., etc. Yom HaKippurim, I get zero kapara. Ad sheyiratzeh es chaveiro. Even my Averas being Adam Lamakom. Now, there are two ways of saying this. One way is more frightening than the other. The less frightening way is azay. Every Aveira bein Adam l'chaveiro carries with it an Aveira bein Adam l'makom. If I hurt you, I insult you, so I hurt you, I insult you. But the Ribbono Shel Olam said, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't be tarfus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't hurt, insult, right? Hit, steal from your friend. So every Aveira bein Adam l'chaveiro is also an Aveira bein Adam l'makom. So the less frightening way of saying this is that Yom HaKippurim does not give kapara on the chilek of Bein Adam LaMakom on this Avera, Bein Adam LaChaveiro. That's the less frightening way. The more frightening way to say it, right, is that Yom HaKippurim gives absolutely no kapara Ad Sheyiratzeh Chaveiro. Right? So I was Mechalel Shabbos. I ate Tarfus. and I clap al chait, and I really feel bad about it. But the fact that I hurt Yenim and I didn't ask him mechila, or Yenim didn't grant me mechila, means that the Rabbonu Shel Olam doesn't atone for my avera bein adam lamakom also, a different avera. And that's the lashon of Mishnah. It's mamish, right? It's for saying yishak mishim dorim lecholchem. It's mamish beautiful. Ein yom kippur mechaper ad sheyirat es chavero. There is no kapparas yom kippurim. The pshat again could be that, like we've been explaining from the Rav, the fact that this kapar of yom kippur in the sense of kapparas hatzibur, to become a tzibur, you need that we're all connected. The kapparas yom kippurim, right, is not for. There is a kapar for the yachid. The kapar for the yachid is not fundamentally different than the tshuva shel kol hashana. But the special kapar of Yom Kippurim is chal mitzad the kapar satzibur. Rabbi Willick has something along these lines in his sefer on Moed. Although I don't, a lot of the points in Rabbi Willick, I'm not sure I fully get. But Rabbi Willick has this idea also for kapar satzibur, you have to be a tzibur. And we spoke about this in the context of the Sar HaMishtaleach, that the definition of kalos and chamuros, the Rav said, is different by Sar HaMishtaleach than by elsewhere, because there are certain averas that the Torah says, v'nichra samei ameho, so I'm not a chelik of Klal Yisrael, I'm not a fabric, part of the fabric of Klal Yisrael, so I can't get kaparas on tzibur. So I think this is actually an elegant way of saying it, although it is quite frightening. Right? In other words, it says in Shulchan Aruch that you should ask Mechila before Yom HaKippur. So a whole seven Shulchan Aruch Tafri Zayin. And right, some of the Achronim say the reason to do that is because all year long, if I'm going to ask you for Mechila, so you're going to say, hey, what did you do exactly on Yom HaKippurim? Erev Yom HaKippur, it says in Shulchan Aruch, I have to ask you for Mechila, so you're not going to ask questions, what did I do? Again, this might not help. Like we explained that the bachol, if you have to mefarik the chait by bakashas mechila, right? So that approach in Achmir doesn't help. But it could be that in Shulchan Aruch that before Yom Kippur you have to ask for mechila in order to achieve the kapara of Yom Kippurim, the special din of kaparas hatzibur. I think this is actually a very powerful yisod, frightening. Frightening, very powerful. Let me read another halacha in the Rambam, Perek Beis Halacha Yod. By the way, we noted that the raya, that bakashas mechila itself accomplishes something, even if mechila is not granted, is the fact that if someone died. The Magen Avraham is medayik, that the din only happens that you have to go to the kever or 10 people and ask for mechila. Magen Avraham says that's only true if the avera is done mechayim and then the person died. But if you're motzi lazal hamesim, that doesn't help. Avera to be motzi lazal hamesim is much worse. That's already an interesting notion that the Magen Avraham has. I don't know if it's mekubal, but it's actually meduyak in the Rambam, Parak Beis Halach Yod Aleph. We'll come back to Halach Yod in a minute. Ha'chote l'chavera, umes chavera, kodin shevakish menu mechila. So then, maybe Asar b'nei Odom, Amidna al-Kivra, etc. Right? It sounds like I was chote, and then the fellow died before I asked Mechila. But perhaps, if the person was dead already when you were chote kenegdo, so then this doesn't help. There's a discussion in the Magen Avraham. Let's say you call somebody a mamzer. So do you have to ask Mechila from the guy? Or what about, do you have to ask Mechila from his father? If he became a mamzer, right, that means that his father also did an avera, no? Again, not necessarily. It could be that he's like a dor asiri of a mamzer. So you're saying, oh, he's elta zeta. But you're saying someone did an avera somewhere along the line. Right? And in those cases, when I call somebody a mamzer now, right, again, the Maharshal says you have to ask mechila from the father also, but the father's already dead. And asking, you can't ask mechila, according to the Magen Avraham, from a dead person when you were chote la'achar misa. Right? So that's already, that's around Perek Beis Halacha Yod Aleph. Oh. In terms of mechila, Perek Beis Halacha Yod, Asur lo'nam shiya achzari vo yispayis, it's asur to be cruel and not to be appeased. Eliyah Noach Liratzeis Mikasha Lichos. Right, in the Tfilos we daven that we say the Ribbono Shel Olam is Noach Liratzeis and Kasha Lichos. Kasha Lichos and Noach Liratzeis. Right, so we should imitate the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when you ask a person mechila, you should give mechila completely, wholeheartedly. I'm not sure if my diak in this Rambam is correct. But the Rambam, it seems to me, does not say that there's a chiyuv to grant mechila when it's heter lo harbe and chata lo harbe. The Rambam just writes lo yikoim velo yitar, right? Remember, Chazal say esahu nakama, right? If I ask you to borrow your axe and you say, "Oh, you hurt me, I'm not going to let you borrow my axe," right? That's nakima. That's nakama. Netira is, right, can you lend me your axe? You say, no. Right, you were mean to me. You didn't lend me your axe. I'm not like you. I'm going to lend you my axe. Right, that's Nekima and Netira, according to Chazal. The Rambam writes that if someone hurt you a lot, lo yikom velo yitar. The Rambam does not write that there's a chi of limchol. You get an impression that if someone hurt you a lot, there's no chi of limchol. Now, this is already a frightening idea, which I imagine could be totally abused by people. No? He hurt me a lot. There are cases that there's no chiyuv to give mechila. Now, Agos Maimini writes over here that if someone is Motzi Shemra, the Yerushalmi in Perek HaChayva writes, Hado da'at Omar, Shetzarach Limcho, Ba'odim shelo hotzi shemra, avo ba'oso shehotzi shemra, ein lo mechila olamas. If someone's motzi shemra against me, there's no mechila. You don't have to grant anything mechila. Because you're motzi shemra against me, I don't know the ripple effect of where that aveira is going to go. Right? You're motzi shemra. So people heard these negative things about me. I don't know how many people heard it. I don't know how far it got. In the world of the internet, like, it's all over the place. So there's no chiv to be mevakish mechila. You get the impression that there are times when there's no chiv of bakoshas mechila. It says in the Shulchan Aruch also, based on, I think this is in the Ramah, it says in the Ramah, based on the Diak in the Gemara, that I also don't have to grant mechila if I'm doing it l'tovas hashoel. Right? If I know that I'm going to grant you mechila and you're just going to continue your negative ways, so then I don't have to grant you mechila. In the case in the Gemara is that somebody, that one of the Amoraim, had mechila been granted to him, he wouldn't have had to run away to Bavel. And because he ran away to Bavel, he became a Rosh Hashiva. So the not granting Mechila, the Nishal, by not granting Mechila, it was with Tevas HaShoel, he ended up becoming a Rosh Hashiva. Now, obviously these situations, like not granting Mechila for Motzi Shemra, not granting Mechila for, if it's with Tevas HaShoel, and my diak in the Rambam, that if it's Heitzer lo harbe, so then the Rambam says, lo yikom lo yitar, it doesn't say you have to grant mechila. Obviously, these things are very ripe for abuse. So, like, you got to be extremely careful. But it seems, someone asked me a shaila last week. This woman asked, that someone asked her, whenever someone comes over to me and says, someone asked me a question, whatever. So this woman asked me,
what do you mean?
In other words, it could be that the person is asking for themselves, but they want to say, someone asked me. This woman asked a question, she's like, if someone was abused, do you have to be Michael, the abuser? And that's a frightening question, don't you? That's a frightening question. I think if I take this idea in the Ramah that I'm doing it l'tayvas, the shoel, so one could argue that we know that abusers tend to repeat their offense, and maybe by not granting mechila, I'm going to prevent the person from repeating the offense. Again, whether by abuse you should go to the police or not is not what we're discussing. As a matter of practical halacha, I think all of our rebbeim here in yeshiva say you should go to police. But now we're talking about the bein adam, right, lamakom element of it. Do I have to grant mechila? So if it's l'toivas hashoel, you don't have to grant mechila. I think also if my diuk in the Rambam is correct, so it's heter lo harbe, so you don't have to grant mechila. That's my understanding of the Rambam. I think that's Madaik in the Rambam. And by the way, the Rambam continues, interestingly, Vizehu Darkom Shozera Yisrael V'Liban Hanachon. This is the derech and the proper approach that Klal Yisrael has. The de
I didn't even address the shaila.
Yeah. So I mean, I spoke about this Rama. Again, I wasn't aware of my diuk in the Rambam when she asked me the shaila. She asked me the shaila last week, and maybe I should send her an email to listen to this year. But I think it's a little bit meduyak in the Rambam. The Rambam writes it's the derech of Zera Yisrael to grant mechila, as opposed to the derech of the Gevonim, etc. But the Rambam began the halacha by saying it's usur to be an achzari v'lo. He's switching between the iser and the derech of Klal Yisrael. And so, what does that switch mean in the Rambam? So I'm under the impression that what the Rambam is getting at is that in normal situations, it's usur not to be meichel. In certain situations where it's heitzer lo harbe, you don't have to be mochel. The derech of Klal Yisrael is to be mochel anyway. There might be cases where I should not be mochel. By Moitzi Shemra, the way that Agos Maimoni quotes it, ein lo mechila olamis, that means I should not be mochel. And in the case of if it's the tova of the shayel, so I shouldn't be frum and grant him a chila if it's going to end up hurting him, right, in a real sort of way. So I think these are some of the dinim. I should point out, by the way, that in Halachiyat Aleph, I'm just looking at my notes because I didn't remember what I forgot to say. In Halachiyat Aleph, when the Rambam spoke about going to the Kever, so the Rambam sounds like you go to the Kever one time, no? Maybe Asar ben Odom, Amidon al Kivro, Va'omer b'fneim, Chotas Hashem al Kaysov, etc. Reb Saadia in the Emunos Hadeos says that you ask three times. You have to go to the kever dreimal. You have to go three times. I think that's already in Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't quote that. I should also note, by the way, that in the Shulchan Aruch, the diuk that we had, the difference between Anshiyah Sratzeh, right? It just says Anshiyah Fayes. If the second mahalach, again, we have three mahalachim to answer this kasha about how come you need two sources for Bakashas Mechila. Right, so one source that we noted is that it's only bakasha versus granting. So the Shulchan Aruch writes sheyafayes, but that's in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. Something has to be granted. But Shulchan Aruch does not use the word sheyiratzeh. It does not use that magical word that we said means that you need to become best friends. It's not enough just to have hasaras harogez. You have to be sim ahava v'reyos. Hachzaras arponim, etc. The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is only sheyafayis. It doesn't say sheyisratzeh. Much more to say. Okay, chevra, have an excellent day. Keep on learning Torah.